From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump sent a message of support to the people of Texas and Louisiana suffering from historic rain and flooding from hurricane and now tropical storm Harvey.
We've pledged our full support as Texas and Louisiana battle and recover from this very devastating and historic storm. There's probably never been anything like this.
The president was sending the message of reassurance to people in the path of the storm, its massive rainfall and devastating floods. President Trump and the First Lady flew to Texas on Tuesday for a firsthand look at the flood-ravaged state. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May is pledging to join with international partners to pressure North Korea to stop missile tests after a launch over the Japanese island of Hokkaido on the eve of her visit to Japan. May said Pyongyang's missile launch was reckless provocation.
We will continue to work with our international partners to put pressure on North Korea to stop these illegal tests. And of course, I will have the opportunity on my visit to Japan over the next few days to be discussing these issues with Prime Minister Abe.
The UN Security Council is currently holding an emergency session about the launch. A suicide bomber blew himself up at a bank close to the heavily protected U.S. embassy in the Afghan capital of Kabul on Tuesday. Five people were killed and another eight were injured in the blast. The bomber hit the entrance to a Kabul bank branch in the well-off area of Kabul close to the main diplomatic quarter. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. For additional updates delivered instantaneously, follow Voice of America on social media networks like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is VOA News.